The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Go. What is it that we do? What they want. Jalen, we have an update on the Michigan Wolverines football team. But before we get to that, we have this. The Brooklyn Nets are in trouble. They lost to the Sacramento Kings. And after the game, here's what James Harden had to say for himself.
I think it's everything. A little bit everything.
He said it's everything. Everything is broken with the Nets. Jalen, I picked this team to come out of the Eastern Conference. I'm starting to back off of that. How do you feel about the Nets after this loss?
This is a pivotal time for this team and this franchise. This is Kyrie's third season playing. KD's second season playing, and currently he's out injured. Before he was injured, he was playing at an MVP level. KD's gonna always bring it and show it up with the elite. I'm not worried about him at all. He was the reason why I squinted my eyes and tried to ignore all of the problems that I saw with the team. Like, they've only played like 15 or 20 games together in three seasons. Kyrie's a part-time player, and sometimes James Harden was looking like a disinterested player. And then they were relying heavily so much of LaMarcus Aldridge, who happened to deliver when they basically brought him out of retirement and became one of the best mid-range shooters in the league. There were a lot of promising things happening that made me be like, you know what? I'm still gonna pick the Nets as long as they got KD. And then KD went down. And then now all of a sudden, James Harden, 4 points? 37 minutes? Like, I don't know if James Harden has ever played that many minutes and scored so few points at any point of his life. That's how prolific he is. And so, in all honesty, what I now see, Jacoby, is a team that's going to slide in the standings. And you know what happens? You get less room for error. You cannot cheat the process. You cannot do it. And Harden isn't signed long term. And I've been telling you all season, this big three ain't forever. This is not forever. Like, I don't believe the Nets are gonna allow Kyrie to be a part-time player next season. The New York rules aren't lessening. They're getting more stringent with COVID. And so they need to be doing this right now. And when you look at the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat are distinguishing themselves. The Milwaukee Bucks, you know what's gonna happen when Giannis and them turn it on. Embiid and Philly now playing at an MVP level. So, like, you got to respect the journey. And so now I can't just blindly say the Nets are going to win it, even though they have the most talented when healthy and when playing at their elite level and when they're all on the same. It's too many ands and buts. And so, yes, I am starting to be worried about the Brooklyn Nets.
Jalen, I'm not going to overreact to one loss. I'm going to react to six straight losses. Six straight times. When you have Kyrie Irving on the road and you have James Harden healthy, you should be winning basketball games. And in addition to that, they have played two games this season. Two times when they have had KD, Kyrie, and James Harden.
Wow.
This just is not working. This is broken. I am very concerned about this team. They need KD seriously in a big way. Six straight losses, dog.
Hey, Jacoby. Kyrie was complaining about the playoff schemes that the Sacramento Kings was running. I was like, hold on. Like, wait.
They haven't been in the playoffs.
Like they still got Vlade and C-Well, and Mike Bibby on the team.
They were like playing the Lakers.
Bobby
like
Jackson?
Yeah.
With my guy Doug Christie. You know what I'm saying?
The playoff schemes. The playoff schemes that the Sacramento Kings were running. This is a big deal. This is a real problem, Jalen. A real problem. Mr.
And we, since we said everything bad about that game, let me tell you something I've been saying since draft day about that game. You know who I really like for the Sacramento Kings.
Halliburton.
And you saw him have a double-double. I'm just saying. So when people ask me, like, what's the kind of player Boston need? A casual might be like, Chris Paul. But I'd be like, yo, you throw somebody like Halliburton in there. He's a player, man, so he was balling. You want to give him credit, but Harden and Kyrie are also showing us, Jacoby, that they can't necessarily coexist without KD, which is also an issue.
We don't know if they can coexist with KD because they've played like 18 times together. Like, we have no idea what this Brooklyn Nets team is. I call them an NFT, and I've called them an NFT for years now because there's this idea that they have value, but I've just never seen it. I've never touched it. I've never seen them execute, the three of them together. However, I'll say this about all that negative stuff. If the three of them are healthy in the playoffs, I would pick them over every team in the Eastern Conference. And no one talks about this. They need Joe Harris back. Oh. Joe Harris had a setback getting back onto the court. He should have been back, but they do need Joe Harris. They need that shooting. They need him. They need KD. They need to get healthy, or else this Nets team, as you mentioned, is going to keep sliding in the standings. Another problem. The Knicks are also in a bad place. The Knicks hosted the Grizzlies on national TV. Great time to display how this Knicks team wasn't just a fluke last year, but guess what? The Grizzlies had other ideas. Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson Jr. put on a show last night in the Garden. What do you think about the highlight show that these Grizzlies put on at MSG?
You know, I don't know if I should be enthusiastic, Jacoby, or sad. Here's why. I saw this happen a couple of years ago. Remember our relationship with the Joker?
Yeah.
And the Denver Nuggets?
Yep.
And everybody was sleeping on them. And you had to come to Jalen and Jacoby to hear about names like Monte Morris and the Stretch Mark 5 in Jokic. And then, boom, he became MVP. Same with Memphis. I'm picking them to make the playoffs last year. Talking about Ja since he came out of college. Talking about Taylor Jenkins, how he still has the team playing well when Ja isn't healthy. Mm-hmm. Said to you, my guy who ain't even playing yet, Dylan Brooks is one of my favorite irrational confidence guys. I said that last year. Jaren Jackson Jr. out of Michigan State, a 7-footer that shoots with the right and dunks with the left and blocks shots. And Bane, who's now turned himself into a player, like, this Memphis team is now for real. And so as we start to do this new pecking order, Jacoby, you know I like to update this. Without the services of Draymond Green, I'm going to make sure Phoenix Suns are cemented number one, Golden State Warriors number two, Memphis now number three. I gotta put them ahead of, like, Utah, for example, because
oh yeah,
they're gonna get again Brooks back. And when you look at the standings, and they're a young bunch, they know they got a lot to prove. But you know, I like the chip they play with. I like Ja going in the stands, not shaking the hand of the kid with the Steph jersey. I like Bane getting up in the face of Randall, and them embracing, you know, being a disliked opponent. And I don't mean in a dirty way. I mean in a physical way. And when I watch Ja Morant play. And I was fortunate enough to play against Allen Iverson when he won MVP in particular. And so as I watch his body type and how he moves and how he slithers through the defense, he reminds me of AI. But the way he fearlessly attacks the basket, he reminds me of Derrick Rose. And so to me, he's like a combination of both of those players when I watch. It's really like magical to see him continue to elevate and grow in only his third year. And so, yes. The Memphis Grizzlies are for real. Your Knicks are in trouble if people expect this team that was a 4-seed last year and Julius Randle was the most improved player to get out of the first round this year. That's going to be tough.
I tried to tell all Knicks fans, and I said it on this program before the season even started, to temper your expectations if you are a Knicks fan, because you know what? Last year was a bit of an anomaly. They did end up as the four seed. Julius Randle had played out of his head last season, but this season we're seeing who the Knicks really are. And big shout to the Grizzlies. Ja Morant, so many points in the paint, but also underrated for his playmaking ability. His assist numbers are just amazing, and they put on a highlight reel show in the Garden. However, there was an incident that you and I need to break down in detail. It's time for us to go to the table. Desmond Bane has made himself a household name, but he was the Bane to Julius Randle's Batman yesterday. Jalen, take us through this little back and forth on the sideline.
Well, here's the thing, like, you're at the Garden, you're Desmond Bane, you're making a name for yourself. The Memphis Grizzlies are figuring a way to try to not be that squad that allow guys to get all up in their mix. And so when Julius Randle feels like he want to come and stick his nose in our huddle, then he got to get clipped. And that's just how it go, even during Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? Hey, dog, you know what I'm saying? We over here going over our Black History facts. You know, get out of our huddle, that's all. No harm, no foul. I ain't mad at it at all.
No big deal, but it is emblematic of the Grizzlies' approach to the game this season, and Ja Morant spoke about that after the game.
Ain't no running in the L, man. We climb up the chimney. We ain't ducking no smoke, man. We're going to let everybody know we here. We're going to play hard, trying to get a win. And if you don't like it, oh well.
He said, we climb up the chimney. We climb up the chimney, Jalen.
You know, it was just a revelation to me one time when I realized, man, I'm believing in Santa Claus and we don't have a chimney. Like, he can't get in here. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I understand where Ja's coming from.
Jalen, yesterday's news was that Jim Harbaugh was going to interview for the NFL job in Minnesota. However, today's news is that Jim Harbaugh said he wants to stay in Michigan as long as they will have him. How do you feel about him announcing his return to Michigan?
So I'm going to be consistent with this. You know how much I love Jim Harbaugh and the University of Michigan program as an alum, as a donor, as a season ticket holder.
So this is great
news. Former player.
Great news.
This is great news to return one of the best coaches in collegiate football. However, I'm not as enthusiastic as you probably believe I should be. And here's why. I think he came back because they didn't offer him the Vikings job. Which means this time next year, we'll be having the exact same conversation. And it's gonna be a different conversation for people like me who's been defending him the entire time, reminding people that we're still a top team if these things don't happen next year. If we don't beat Michigan State, we don't beat Ohio State, and if we don't win the Big Ten, if one or two or three of those things don't happen this time next year, people are gonna now devalue his stock again. And then there are going to be people like me that are saying, well, he's still one of the best collegiate coaches. So I now see myself on this emotional roller coaster. So I hope this now means when he says as long as they keep him, that they actually do the Bruce Pearl and take care of him and give him a lifetime contract. And while y'all at it, get Juwan one too. And as a matter of fact, you know what? Hold on. When the banner's going back up, dog? You know what? Here's the banner. We need one black banner. Maize and blue letters. 525, 424, 21. Fab Five, hang it up. That's it.
Just do it. You know what? You know what? Let's take this into our own hands.
My dress gonna be down to here.
We're gonna take some money from the Jalen and Jacoby budget. We're gonna make that banner. We're gonna make a statue. We're gonna take it to Ann Arbor. We're gonna put it up ourselves. You can't wait for other people to do things. Let's just do it ourselves, dog. I know you got the key to the gym.
And Bo Schembechler's a legend. And he's honored in Ann Arbor. The Fab Five deserve they love. And you know what I'm talking about.
They do. Respect. Well, we're going to give some love to the Lakers. They got a win against the Blazers last night. Can they make a playoff push? We'll discuss right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
In 1920, halfback Fritz Pollard led the Akron Pros to a championship in the newly formed National Football League. The next season, he accepted the role of player coach, becoming the first black head coach in NFL history. Today, his impact is felt through the Fritz Pollard Alliance, an organization advocating for diversity in coaching and front office positions.
Coming to you live above the Heineken Riverdeck here in Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I know some things are important to you. Legacy, statues, getting your number retired. Well, I know you're going to love this. The new MVP of the All-Star Game trophy is in remembrance of Kobe Bean Bryant. Jalen, take a look at this trophy and please give me your thoughts.
Kobe Bean Bryant deserves this salute and tribute by the NBA. I'm very gracious and thank you. Thanking the league for doing so. I think it's extremely well crafted, well thought out. He was always a terrific performer, not only in the All-Star game, but in the moments where it mattered the most. And he always shined when the lights were brightest. So it's only right, number 8 to 24, the Black Mamba has this tribute in his honor.
Well put. I think that this trophy named after Kobe Bryant will mean more to the recipient than it has previously. Moving on, Jalen. Our former colleague and friend, Chauncey Billups, had a very interesting response to the Brian Flores lawsuit. Here's what he said about the difference between the NBA and the NFL. He said the following, quote, "I'm really just kind of so proud of our league, to be honest with you. I think we're light years ahead of where any other league is. I'm really proud of it, and I think a lot of it has to do with our players and our union. They've been pretty aggressive about what needs to happen." Your thoughts?
Money is power, and network breeds your voice. NBA players make more money. They have more social media following. So therefore, they're using that money and that power to create their influence. So when it's time to go into the bubble, they can talk to their league about putting Black Lives Matter on the back of jerseys and having 29 other messages that were approved by the league. We talked about the NFL, their tribute, so to speak, and acknowledgement was in racism, but it was outside the end zone. Or it takes all of us, and it was outside the end zone. Or slightly in the back of the end zone, but either way, it wasn't as distinct. And so the players try to do what they can underneath the shield to allow their voices to get heard, but they get muzzled in a lot of ways because the quarterback is the glory position, and that's the spot that gets highlighted. And the stars in today's NFL happen to be older stars, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. And so based on that, the players in the NBA create more equity in the marketplace, and it allows their voices just to go a lot further.
Well put, Mr. Rose. We talked about how the Nets, without their star KD, are struggling. The Lakers, however, without their star LeBron James, played well last night. It was AD and our old friend Carmelo Anthony taking it to his old team and Chauncey's team, the Trailblazers. Is there hope for the Lakers as they try to make a playoff push?
I can't believe Carmelo didn't play for the Pistons with Chauncey. I really just looked at that. Like, I can't believe this. Big shout out to Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace, Rashid. It was good to see Carmelo balling. The Lakers, I mean, I always just look at the standings with them, Jacoby. Like I tell you, it's great to see AD playing dominant. Like the numbers that you saw from AD last night, I need to see that more often. I shouldn't have to squint to see those numbers, but I'm looking at the Western Conference standings for the Lakers. They better hope they finish in the top four or they might be a first round exit.
Well, we will see about that. Hopefully LeBron James can get healthy and they can finally put this together and make a push towards the end of the season. Jalen, you know I love rumors, drama, hearsay, things that may or may not be true. And I've got an interesting tidbit of information that may or may not be true about Aaron Rodgers and his potential next team. I'll explain exactly what that is right after this. You don't want to miss it.
Dread, so shake him. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some.
I'm worried about your hair, Jalen. We'll talk about that in the podcast. Big game Friday night on ESPN. It is MVP candidate Joel Embiid and the 76ers traveling to Dallas to take on Luka Doncic and the Mavs, 10 p.m. Eastern, Friday night, ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, 102.5, The Game, ESPN Radio, has a report that Aaron Rodgers is building a home in Franklin, Tennessee. This obviously 1,000% means that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback for the Titans next year, correct?
Well, here's what's about to happen the entire offseason. We're going to put Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson with other teams. Mm-hmm. So everybody get ready for this. But I'm going to stand on what I said. Those teams better be in the NFC because neither one of them want them AFC problems of them young bucks like Lamar and Mahomes and Herbert and your boy in Buffalo, Josh Allen. So I would tell these two guys, combine two Super Bowl wins. You know, both of these guys, yeah. Super Bowl champions. You know, not Tom Brady with seven. They got two Super Bowl wins. But in all honesty, I respect greatness. I love Russell Wilson. I'm a really big fan of Aaron Rodgers' talent. I think those legends, if they're going to move teams, it better be in the NFC.
Well, you forgot to mention Joe Burrow, who is another prominent quarterback in the AFC. And if you are a fan of the Titans, the Broncos, the Giants, the Saints, you are going to hear rumors, even the 49ers, of who your next quarterback is going to be all summer long. So buckle up and get ready for it. Jalen, it is time to celebrate someone who we've been celebrating for years in this program, who is truly one of one, of course.
Melo Ball, baby!
Jalen, they played the Celtics last night and LaMelo went off. He is our guy and he better be an all-star this year. You got to vote this man into the all-star game, assistant coaches.
He was killing, Jacoby. I believe that was the best, like, overall game I've probably seen him play in the league so far. I'm not sure if that's his best statistical game, but, like, I love how he's playing downhill. Yep. Look at those shot attempts all going towards the basket. I love that aggression and then popping that three ball. I see you, Jermaine Jackson. I see you, LaMelo Ball, putting that work in the gym.
LaMelo Ball better be an all-star this year, or else I'm not watching. I'm not watching unless he's an all-star. But watch us every day, ESPN2, 4 p.m. We'll be back tomorrow. We always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
The NBA hasn't gotten the dunk contest right since Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine. That was the last time the dunk contest really jumped off the screen at me and had me on the edge of my seat saying, now this is an event. I'm going to give you some names that will be participating in the dunk contest. Okay. Like all of these basketball players. However, I need to see more. We have your namesake rookie, Jalen Green. Cole Anthony, son of Greg Anthony. Juan Toscano-Anderson and Obi Toppin. I assume they're going to be adding some more names to this. But why does it feel like the dunk contest is broken and they don't know how to fix it?
I love this show so very much. Good to do it with you, my brother. And for the dunk contest, as somebody that grew up loving the spirit of All-Star Weekend, clearly as a fan, and watching just how it's progressed over the years, the notable thing that happened has to do with money and celebrity and popularity of the game. I'm young enough to remember when the All-Star games happened and the players were coming from the ABA like Dr. J and Artis Gilmore and George Gervin. As they transitioned to the NBA, they were trying to help grow the game. So they used All-Star Weekend as that building block. So they would have three-point contests. They would play horse. They would play one-on-one. And so, like, You can look at some old matches of like Kareem playing against Dr. J 101 into All-Star Weekend. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I used to play
I think we were watching that together like last week, weren't we?
Yeah.
And then Kareem was giving it to Dr. J too.
Absolutely. And then also, shout out to my neighbors, the Holmes family in Trent the Dent. He used to have a Commodore 64. So we used to be playing that Larry Bird, Dr. J one-on-one game. And I used to always be playing that. And so like All-Star Weekend embodied the growth of the game and the players doing whatever they had to do to sacrifice the investment of their time into the game. Plus those were the big names still in the three-point contest like Larry Bird, but also in the All-Star game on Sunday. Now, you still rewarded great performers on great teams, so yes, Steve Kerr, we got to get him in there. Lights out three-point shooter, multiple-time champion. He in All-Star Weekend, three-point contest. Craig Hodges, same thing, played with MJ, knockdown shooter. Like, you get people in and you reward winning. So it was not just performance and statistical driven, it was also you were rewarding teams that were the best in the conference going into All-Star Weekend. So that also has a lot to do with what we're not seeing with All-Star Break. And the reason why I bring that up is because now the casual player isn't going to go if they're not playing in the game.
No. That's a vacation.
You see what I'm saying? And so now all of a sudden, a player will sit back and be like, do I really want to go and only do the skills challenge?
No.
Or do I really want to? And so now that level of investment in the player ain't in it. It's what you just said. I need a vacation. You just said it. And so now you're picking players from the rookie game, the rising stars game, because they're going to be in town. And some people that may be in a three-point contest because they may be in town. And then you're making that the dunk contest with some people that wouldn't normally be there that you're going to invite out and fly out and get them a room. But the elephant in the room is that the players that are playing on Sunday aren't in the dunk contest. And when that started to change, LeBron James.
Oh, we're putting this on LeBron?
That's when it started to change. Remember, I was there when Kobe even was in the dunk contest. You see me sitting front row with the Kuji on, representing the Black Mamba. The best players, the most exciting players on Sunday were in the dunk contest on Saturday. Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan. The people that was playing on Sunday were in the dunk contest on Saturday. Now, when you look at the dunk contest, none of those people are playing on Sunday. Mm-hmm. That means the popularity and the celebrity draw isn't there, which means the enthusiasm for the event won't be the same, even if they do something you've never seen. Like Jalen Green is explosive. You know I'm a rep for my namesake. He's gonna do a dunk that we've never seen.
There's always the potential for greatness in the dunk contest, which is why I watch every single second, every single year, because something could happen. However, I want to see Ja Morant in the dunk contest. I mean, he did dunks that could have been in the dunk contest last night in Madison Square Garden on the Knicks. Like, he could have won the dunk contest just off what he did last night in the Garden. Like, I want to see him in the dunk contest. He's in town. He's playing on Sunday. Let's get him in the dunk contest. Whether it takes a cash prize, or a phone call from the commissioner, or a broadcast partner, whatever it is, let's get that done.
You recall yourself saying this before about LeBron James?
Yes.
Okay, so when you ask me who I put it on, it's not on him individually, it's on his era. It's when you're the best player and you're Michael Jordan, people are gonna follow what the best player does. That's all that means. And the most explosive players are expected to participate. We don't mean KD should be in it. We don't mean like Steph Curry should be in it. But LeBron is one of the most explosive players to ever play in the NBA. It would have been great to see him in a dunk contest. Ja Morant, one of the most. Derrick Rose was in the dunk contest.
You even like Dwight Howard, when he was like playing at an MVP level, right, was in the dunk contest.
Right.
I have not seen anyone who was got a single MVP vote was first, second, third, or fourth be in the dunk contest. I can't even think of the last one. It might even be Dwight. I can't even think of the last one. Maybe Paul George, maybe? I can't even think of one.
The point is, you're naming all guys that were at least all-star level players, were explosive, are explosive players that still chose to play. The one guy you didn't name is LeBron.
Yeah.
And none other weekend stands out to me with that is when I watched the East team get introduced, and it was Dwight Howard and LeBron and Carmelo, and they was dancing, and Derrick Rose was standing off.
Standing there like what? Like, they
didn't want no
be
parts
clown
of it.
Like, I loved it. I love Derrick Rose so much. And the game's in Cleveland. LeBron better play. No, the game's in Cleveland. LeBron, your knee's all right. You know what? I'm not a doctor. I'm going to text him right now. Be like, bro, your knee's fine, all right? If the game's in Cleveland, I want to see that standing ovation. I want to see you get some buckets. I want to see you in front of the home crowd. I need LeBron James in the All-Star game. Your knee's going to be fine, bro. Just play 15 minutes. You'll be fine.
Speaking of Cleveland, each time LeBron played there and was in the NBA Finals, whether it was the Spurs in, like, the late 2000s or whether it was the other couple of times he played, each time I was there. And the person that always made sure that I was good in Cleveland is a native who I introduced this week, who I interviewed this week on Renaissance Men, Charles Oakley. And shout to the OG Charles Oakley, who got a book coming out, The Last Enforcer. And let me just tell you something about Big Oak as you talk about the All-Star game in Cleveland. They're gonna show a lot of natives. He also attended a HBCU. ESPN and TNT are getting together. They're gonna air a HBCU game on Sunday before the All-Star break. So you're gonna see a lot of my guy, Charles Oakley. And when you say LeBron's going back to Cleveland, he better play. I know he's gonna play, if he can play, because Oak gonna be there.
Big shout to Charles Oakley. You can follow Renaissance Man Podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you're listening to Jalen Jacoby, I know you'll be interested in the Renaissance Man Podcast. Jalen always interviewing some of the most prominent and interesting entertainers, celebrities, athletes in the game. Jalen, I got some real estate news for you. And it has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers, maybe building something in Tennessee. Tom Brady moving to Miami. Building his own home in South Florida, in Miami, because he needs to spend more time with his family. Completely overrated spending time with your family, by the way. But what do you think about the GOAT relocating to 305?
You heard Styles P. Gangsters don't die. They get chubby and move to Miami.
That's right.
You know what it is. It's a snowbird thing, man. Like, I know Tom Brady's from California, but he migrated. He went to college at Michigan. He played for the Patriots. And then he got exposed to that Florida weather. And they like, you know what? We keeping this in our lives. We ain't got to go back to Cali. We can stay here tax-free in Florida.
Did he play for the Patriots? Because I saw his retirement announcement, and I'm not sure. I'm not sure that happened.
Get more bang for your buck. You ain't got to pay that fee in taxes.
You know what I love about this, though? Here's one thing I love, and here's what one of my life goals is they bought the property, tore down the place, and then built their own home. I want to do that one day. I want to sit there with blueprints, and when I build my own home, here's an unpopular opinion, and you can't tell me I'm wrong, because this is my house, and I'm designing it. It's going to be like 70% bathroom. I'm going to have a pool in there, a hot tub. It's going to be like a spa, a steam room, a sauna. It's gonna be like 70% bathroom.
Where's dad? Where's dad?
Like, we'll have a kitchen, we'll have bedrooms, but the bathroom is gonna be like a Roman bath. Where's it, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be like, there's gonna be changing rooms and multiple pools, indoor, outdoor pools, hot tubs, steams. No, I'm gonna wake up. and go to the bathroom and not come out until dinner. You know what I mean? Like, that's my dream home. It's at least 50% bathroom. I'm dead serious. Man. Like, you ever been to like a really nice spa and they've got like a little sitting room where you can read, a little soak pool, a hot tub, a cold tub, a little changing room, towels everywhere. That's gonna be my crib, dog. When I finally get the money I'm trying to get, my crib is gonna be all bathroom and no one can mess with me. And I'm just gonna go in there in the morning and lock the door and never come out. That's my dream home.
Like, is daddy here? They're here in the bathroom. Like, daddy stayed in the bathroom.
I ain't seen him for 2 weeks.
Yeah. My dad stayed in the bathroom.
My hand's gonna be wrinkly and all pruned up for like between 60 and 80. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be like you with the towels too. I'm gonna hire somebody just to wash towels and fold towels and keep them fluffy and available for me. I'm gonna have entire days where I don't even put clothes on. Just a pair of drawers and a robe. A nice Versace robe. Shout out to Tom Brady, Jalen. Next, I want to do is celebrate someone who's very important to this program. The eighth grader, born ready.
Lance, make him dance. Lance, make him dance.
Lance made a little splash. During COVID, people getting called up. Lance made a little splash in Indiana, and I'm so happy to announce that he has been officially signed as a Pacer for the rest of the season. Are we here for the Lance-a-sance? Are we gonna have Lance have a renaissance in the NBA? When you thought Lance was dead and buried, he climbed out of the dirt, zombie style, and is now back on the Pacers.
So you talking about Lance right now reminds me of something.
What's that?
It's really important to me. And I wanna articulate this the best way. Like, I'm a consumer of multimedia like you. Doing multiple shows, love this industry. You know, we were a part of like Grantland when this really thing even really first started to explode. And as I watch shows grow, either one host or two hosts, in this case two hosts, one analyst or one host, or one black guy, one white guy, or two black guys, the one thing I noticed about this industry is that we've been able to continue to embody the culture. Like, the guests that we have, the backgrounds that we have, the things that we talk about, the jokes that we talk about, like, you can talk about not coming out of the bathroom for days. We could be talking about my hair and how it's cultural or whatever. I bring that up because for us to be a national show Monday through Friday, it's unique in this marketplace of not chasing Cowboys or Lakers content, like having one person like or dislike the Cowboys. And this ain't no shade at no shows or nobody. I'm just saying this is what media just has become. And this is like, I'm just showing the dichotomy of how we make sure we swim against the tide. And so when we see that that's the tide, you know, one person opposing the Cowboys or Laker topics or whatever, I like how we double down on who we are. And we brought on E40 to be a 49ers correspondent, or Benny the Butcher to be a Bills correspondent. Because if you look at the national landscape of shows, those artists ain't being asked to do those shows anymore. That media has changed. And I'm happy to be on a show where we're still gonna talk about Lance like he an MVP candidate.
Like he LeBron. Yeah, like he's LeBron James. He might as well be.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the authenticity that we've been able to maintain as a collab, but I also gotta say to you, I also appreciate the fact that when you tune into us, it's Jalen and Jacoby. Jacoby done had twins during this program. Ain't miss a day.
Nope.
I lost my mom during this program. Went and did the show. This has become family. This has become therapy in a lot of ways. And so, like, Jacoby can talk about his son, Quincy, my nephew, and my nieces peeing on the floor. And we love to come behind the curtain and joke about that. And then I'm telling jokes about whatever. And so now you personalize it. So that's what, to me, makes this thing special. Because now when I'm watching people, now, Jacoby, that ain't personal. I got the remote in my hand. What I'm seeing, that's produced. That ain't personal. And so when we say we trying to get the people what they want, it means something to us. So we appreciate 10 years in the game. During Black History Month, I gotta say this. Whether Muhammad Ali, unfortunately we tragically lost him, or Colin Kaepernick takes a knee, or whether George Floyd or Breonna Taylor tragically get murdered, we stay consistent with how we look, what we say, what we do. And so I just want to applaud you, my brother, and I want to applaud our audience for riding with us, because we want to be Kendrick Lamar. We want to be J. Cole. We ain't trying to just like put out a hot bar or a hot single or a hot feature. We trying to get y'all albums. And for those that have been with us since day one, we appreciate that.
So to that end, there's something we have to talk about. It's a little uncomfortable, Jay. It's a little uncomfortable. You ready? You ready to walk down this path with me? It's gonna get it's gonna get a little ugly.
Sure.
What's going on with your hair, my guy? What is this on your head? You're known for having the best lineup in the game. You get a haircut every 2 days. And now you got worms crawling out your head, dog. What is this? What are you doing? What are you trying to, you look like Medusa. What is this? What are you doing? You're known for the haircut, the crispy fades, the lineup. It's almost like, I'm concerned about your mental health and your stability. Who's been advising you to do this? Where's Andy Authentic? Where's Shiz? Where's Hawk? Where are the people that you, where is the consiglieres for your hairstyle? I do not like the way your hair looks. I've never said that to you in my whole entire life. I need to get to you. I'm going to reach out to Mariah and Gracie. I know they don't like it. I'm going to get whoever I need to get in your ear. You know what? I'm reaching out to Shiz, Andy, and Hawk today. We're going to have an intervention, dog. I know you're going to be in New York tomorrow. I'm going to fly them out on my own dime. They're going to meet us after the show. We're going to have a full-on intervention and be like, Jalen, what are you doing? This is like Michael Jackson refusing to dance. This is like Mariah Carey refusing to sing. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is the plan? What is the goal? Your hair looks bad. I'm serious. I'm your friend. I'm your friend. I'm telling you, your hair looks bad.
So a couple of things. Oh man, this is hilarious. I love you so much. A couple of things. One, these are the dog days of letting your hair grow. There is once a time when I told people I was going to the NBA, they laughed at me. They just laughed at me. And then when they saw me with the red and white suit, they were like, you know what? That's my cousin. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on the payroll. That's my guy.
Same people.
I would love today for my hair to look like a, E-40 said it, Jesus Christ had dreads, so shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. So like on my off days, I gotta get it twisted so it can grow faster. So on my—
Dog, it's not growing faster because you got it twisted. That's not how that works.
Hey dog, let me tell you something dog. Trust me. When weekdays, I'm basically wearing it down, and weekends, I'm wearing it up. That's basically what I'm doing to let it grow. If it was up to me, it'd be long as like a, I don't know, maybe like Ja Morant's.
All right, couple things. Number one, you know how you blame LeBron for stars not joining the dunk contest? I blame Jay-Z for this. This is Jay-Z's fault. Jay-Z was like, screw it, I ain't getting haircuts, I'm just gonna let it grow, I'm gonna let it not, I'm gonna let it dread, I'm rich, I'm a billionaire. Jalen, honestly, this is Muhammad Ali being like, you know what, I'm not gonna box anymore, I'm gonna play golf. Seriously. Chris Rock being like, you know what, I'm not gonna tell jokes anymore, I'm only gonna take serious roles, it'll make you cry. Whitney Houston refusing to sing. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just letting it grow, man. I'm just letting it, it grows and grows and grows, so let it.
Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to let you look hilarious. Like that without saying something. And I respect hilarious. All your decisions. You're allowed to do whatever you want with your own hair and your own body, but I'm not going to let it happen without me saying something. Okay? Oh, I've officially said something. It's on wax. Go ahead and make bad decisions, but I'm just letting you know you're making bad decisions. Okay?
Yes, and understood. I appreciate and value your opinion, my brother. Thank you very much. But these are the dog days of letting your hair grow.
Get a damn haircut. Where's Shiz? I know you got nothing scheduled for the rest of the day. Where's Shiz? I'm calling Reggie. I'm getting Shiz's number. I'm going to find out where you're staying. I'm going to have him come to your crib with clippers and give you a haircut. Man. And we'll be back tomorrow when you're going to have a fresh fade. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
Project Pat, please put that on any social. That's like Ali refusing to fight. You did like about 5 funny examples. Oh, man. We're not done. That's like KRS-One refusing to freestyle. We are not done.
Got to give the people time. Give the people what they want.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.